And respected elders in Berlin, with Allah's grace and mercy, tonight we have completed the 10th juz of the Quran. We have completed Surah Al-Anfal as well as a major portion of Surah Al-Tawbah. Surah Al-Anfal, which means the spoils of war, it's a particular type of spoil of war. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the battle of Badr in the opening verses or in the first ruku of the surah. One point here which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to comfort and in order to bring stability to the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is about to send angels to help them. And in another verse which we have recited already in the fourth juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we have sent 3,000 angels to help you in the battle of Badr. And if you are patient, and if you remain patient, and if you were wary and you were concerned about Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have sent 5,000 angels. And this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that besides those angels which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent in order to help you, فَثَبِّتُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am also with you. أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, I am also with you. Now this point, my respected elders and brothers, this is a point to think about and to consider. The battle of Badr, of course, was a battle which the Muslims were victorious in. But there were 13 odd Sahaba who were also martyred in this battle. And if we go to the ground where the battle of Badr has taken place, till today you can go to that place, you'll find the names of those Sahaba. Many of them were Ansari. Many of them were the residents of Medina Munawwara. You'll find their names also written on a stone. So 13 Sahaba were martyred in this battle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is with them. Allah is with them. 3,000 angels also with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَيَّدَكُمْ, Allah's help is also with you. Allah's help with us, 3,000 angels with a person, with this group, 5,000 angels also possibly, and of course Allah Himself assisting them, and then 13 of them become martyred. This leaves a question in a person's mind. But how come they got martyred? How did they get martyred when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with them? Allah said that He's taken the responsibility of being with them. وَأَيَّدَكُمْ بِنَصْرِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there to help them. And Allah has also sent malaika. My respected elders and brothers, this is to make us realize that in the struggle for Islam, if our lives are gone, that's not a sign that Allah has uplifted His help from us. And it's also a sign to us that today if thousands of Muslims are dying too, does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has uplifted His help away from this ummah. And it should make us remind ourselves again and again. Today an ayat was read, قُلْ هَلْ تَرَبَّصُونَ بِنَا إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ, that for a Muslim, there's two good things that he looks forward to. In all the challenges that we face today, there's two good things. We don't lose, we can never lose. We always turn out to be the winner. إِلَّا إِحْدَى الْحُسْنَيَيْنِ, one of the two good things we are going to win. What are the two good things? Either we are completely victorious, or either Allah gives us shahada. So a believer doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Allah's help is with them, 13 of them were martyred, that means possibly, na'udhu billah, Allah's help was not with those 13 and that is why they got martyred. No, my respected elders and brothers, losing and also those who became martyred and those who had passed away in that particular battle, that was all the sign of Allah's helping them. And that's what we need to realize today, not to make us despondent and not to make us despairing, that despite what is happening in the ummah, thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands are being slaughtered daily. My respected elders and brothers, that's not a sign that Allah's help is uplifted completely. Because believe me, if Allah had to uplift His help from us for one moment today as Muslims, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, there would have not been a single soul of us present today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is still with Muslims. And what we think of the help, we perceive the help of Allah to come, that we have somebody always backing us, will just come and he'll rollercoast over everything, and that's it, we'll always, Muslims will rule. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a greater scheme in mind. There's a much more greater purpose. The purpose is not we and them. The purpose is not that the race of Muslims just carry on growing and so that the Muslims can become dominant over this world as we think of dominance. But the real objective and the real purpose is that this world which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, this world, every corner of this world must be resounding with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. If that could be achieved by 4 people, it's sufficient. If that could be achieved by 100 people, if there were only 100 lives on this earth and 100 of them were reciting the kalima tayyibah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is sufficient. So much so, my respected realism, that is, if there is a particular airline, okay, that has gone touting out its tickets and selling its tickets, nobody bought the ticket, there is only one passenger on that airline. There is only one passenger. They will give him a coupon and tell him that, you know what, come back later. They give him a coupon. You're not going to travel this entire distance or travel the, you know, over the Atlantic just because of one passenger. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this whole world, there is nobody in this world, there is only one soul who is taking the name of Allah. Allah, Allah. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. Allah will keep this world moving. Allah will keep this world moving. So this, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's purpose and the objective, the objective is that the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be resounding throughout the world. In this interim of getting the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resounding in every corner of this world, Allah's help is still with the Muslim. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Don't think that what is happening in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is heedless or oblivious about it. Allah knows what is happening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are making dua to Allah. Yes, we are making dua. And sometimes, despite us making dua, there's still slaughtering taking place. But my respected elders and brothers, that is all part of the price to pay so that the real objective will be achieved. That's all part. And the fact that today Muslims are still being slaughtered does not mean at all, should never make us feel in despair, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has uplifted His help from us. Allah's help is with the believer. Allah's help is with us. And this word of Allah and this kalima that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down for, and where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam worked so that it could enter every baked and unbaked home. My respected elders and brothers, this is going to happen. This will happen inshallah. With the help of Allah, it will happen. The big question mark is whether you and I will be part of that process or not. Whether Allah will utilize us or not. That's the big question. So that's why Allah says to the Sahaba, says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to the Sahaba, that say unto those people who taunt you, that he used to say to